Yo, what up, baby? It's your boy Felice, and I know it's been a while. It is, I think it's the 20-something of July 2020, and look, guys, I wanted to be able to share with you something. I know I haven't been present, I haven't been producing, I haven't been sharing with you, you know, my thoughts and my revelation that I'm learning on my journey, but I want to get back into it, guys. And so, look, before we dive deep into it, I've actually renamed my podcast. So when I first started this back in, I think towards the start of 2019, I called it The Secrets of the Real Man Transformation. That's just kind of a name that I just thought of. To be honest, it's my mentor. So I've got a coach that I keep myself accountable to and that, you know, helps me do what I do. His coaching group is called like Secrets to the Online Coaching. So, you know, when I first started podcast, I was like, I'm going to copy him. But what I come to realize, as I continue along this journey, guys, and as I continue to share with you my journey, and as I continue to be a part of your journey, which has been, you know, it's been such a great journey. I feel like I said journey like five times. I've come to realize this one thing, guys, how fast time is. So before I get into that, I just want to say the episode that I have right now that I'm going to share with you, I've called it Real Talk. So Real Talk with Felicia Talgafa. And I'm not going to actually go into that, why I call it Real Talk. I'll probably get into that the next episode. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. And make sure you leave a review, guys. If there's one thing, you know, for me, to be honest, like when I'm going live and I'm sharing my journey and I'm sharing tips and strategies, one of the greatest things I love is when people kind of comment, you know, it gives me energy. So if you guys can let me know if you guys are listening to this by either leaving a review, make sure you subscribe, or even just like tagging me on Facebook or Instagram, man, that would be cool. That's going to give me more motivation and drive and energy to be able to share with you more of, you know, things that I'm going through on my journey. Okay, so look, what I wanted to talk about on this podcast is, first of all, I just want to say, hope you're doing well. It's been crazy. It's been such a crazy time in the world right now with COVID-19. You've probably been hearing it all over the news. In Sydney right now, we're kind of going back into, you know, normal. So, you know, things are slowly getting back. But we've got brothers in Melbourne, and Melbourne's just gone backwards. So they kind of went back to normal, then they've gone completely backwards, where they've kind of just gone back to shutdown again. So, you know, hopefully we see this through. And so before I get into it, I wish that you guys are being safe. I wish that you're doing well. I honestly wish that I shared more on my podcast over that period of time. You know, there was so much that I went through. You know, there was so much that I wanted to share, and I really felt like, you know, during this time of uncertainty, that's when true leaders needed to stand up and you know, ensure everyone that everything's going to be okay. So, you know, I regret. And so hopefully moving forward, I'm a lot more consistent with this. But like I said, guys, if you guys can let me know that you guys are listening to this, then I'm going to be like, yes, all right, let's go. Let's make sure we put a schedule in place to be able to give you value. So look, the what I wanted to talk about on this podcast is time. But more importantly, I want to share with you my goals for 2020. I want to share with you my goals for 2020. And the reason why I want to share with you my goals is because, you know, I always get these. The other day, a couple of days ago, I got this notification, you know, memories on your phone, on Facebook. And it's like, it was a video that I did 2 years ago. And, you know, I was probably about 20, 30 kilos, a lot heavier. And I was watching it, and I was like, man, I can't believe how fast time has gone. You know, I'm just like, far out, man. And, you know, like, for me, I don't know about you guys, like, for me, I'm like, man, I just turned 30 this year. So, you know, that was a big thing. That's like a milestone. You know, I had my son last year. So, you know, I've got three girls, I've got my three daughters, then I've got my son, you know, so four kids, and I'm 30 years old, you know, and just time goes extremely fast. And so what the epiphany and the revelation that I come to realize is that time is extremely important. And, you know, for all of us, we, no matter how much money we have, no matter, you know, what tools we have, you know, we can't buy back time. And so, you know, when I had this thought, you know, the reason why I wanted to get back into sharing my podcast and sharing with you, you know, my journey is because I want to be a part of your journey. Like that's the truth. I want to be able to be a part of your journey as much as you're part of my journey. Now, what do I mean by that? I want to share with you my goals. There are about four or five goals that I want to achieve by the end of 2020. And so if you're listening to this, I'm declaring it to you, brother. You know, for me, every time I say I want to go all in, and then I'm like, I don't really tell my wife. I just kind of don't really, you know, put it on a piece of paper. I don't really write it down. You know, I am motivated, but then what usually happens with me, and let me know if this is the same with you, is that like after one or two days, when it kind of you go back to the normal habits, you just kind of don't have much leverage to commit to stay committed to it because you haven't really told anyone. You know what I mean? So every time I didn't really tell anyone, even every time I didn't really declare it, I didn't really have enough leverage for me to be able to stick to it for long enough for me to be able to achieve it. And so by me declaring this to you, by me telling you this today, halfway through the year of 2020, now you guys can keep me accountable. And if I don't achieve it, then you guys can share me this podcast and be like, Felice, you talk smack, so talk smack and get it done. Right? That's what Real Talk's all about. And so there are four things that I want to be able to accomplish by the end of this year. Now, the first thing that I want to accomplish is I want to be able to be working with up to 100 brothers in my coaching program. Okay, now, married men, fathers, I want to be able to work with you guys because I have a goal by this end of this year to be able to transform at least 20 of the brothers that I'm working with and get them to actually achieve their goal weight. That is one of the biggest goals. That's you know, for me, I want you guys to be able to experience what I've experienced. I want you guys to see what I see. I want you guys to see the changes around physically, mentally, you know, energy-wise. You know, my relationship with my wife is completely different. With my children, you know, just so much more active with them, taking them to the park. You know, my wife, I'm helping around the house. You know, we used to argue over little things just because I was just too lazy to help out. You know, so for me, like, I think, this is actually the second goal, okay? To be honest, this is my second goal. But we'll just go along with it. The first, you know, so the goal is to be able to be coaching up to 100 brothers. Right now, we've got over 20 brothers that I'm currently coaching. So that's the first goal, okay? The second thing is I want to be able to get down to my goal weight, which is 130 kilos. 130 kilos for me, that's I haven't been at that weight since 2010, maybe. Right, so that's probably like eight, nine years ago, and so, you know, I'm a lot bigger. My frame's a lot more bigger. So for me, if I went down to 120 or 110, I would just look sick. Like that's just my body. Maybe I am heavy bone, but I want to get down to that weight. If I get down to that weight, that means I would have lost a total of about 100 plus kilos. Okay, that's my second goal. Now my third goal is to take my wife out on a date. At least once a week, guys. Take my wife out on a date at least once a week. Keep that, you know, a lot of the time when I first started this journey, I was just kind of so focused on me that I kind of neglect her and I get mad at her. And I'm like, you need to help me where I'm losing the weight, not for me. I'm losing the weight for her too and for the kids. Okay, so, but at the same time, like, it's extremely important that everything at home is good for me. So, you know, me and my wife, we're continuing to fall in love with each other. And I think this is why I do what I do. Like, I tell the brothers too, like, it's not just about losing the weight. It's about how do we increase love with one another, with our spouse, and then with our children. You know, how do we be the role model? Okay, that leads me to the fourth goal, which is to be able to take my kids out to the park at least or go for a walk at least three times a week, to be able to take them to the park, take them, be active with them outside at least three times a week. Okay, and that's going to allow me to create memories, man. Like I said to you guys earlier, time is extremely fast. And so for me, my oldest daughter started school this year. She's kindergarten. She's 5 years old. She's talking. She's now talking back to me. You know what I mean? So for me, I've seen how fast time is, and I want to be able to create memories. I want to be able to reflect and be like, you know what? I was present with her. I spent time with her. She's going to remember that also. Okay, so those are like the four goals that I have that I want to achieve by the end of this year. Number one, I want to be able to be coaching up to 100 brothers and get 20 of them to actually, if I get more, awesome. Right now we're on track. We've got about five brothers that I know is definitely going to get there. All right, which is really good. Okay, the second thing is for me to get down to 130 kilos. That's the second thing. That means I would have lost a total of 100 plus kilos. Number three is to be able to go on a date with my wife at least once a week without the kids. Without the kids, that's the key, without the kids. And then number four is to be able to spend as much time as I can with my children. At least take them out at least three times a week. And not be lazy, not come up with excuses because I'm training, because of this. Okay, so those are the four goals that I have for the energy. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you, brother, is because I want you to be part of my journey. I want you to be part of my journey. And if you've been following me, I want to be part of your journey. Like, just straight up, man, I want to be part of your journey. That's why I'm sharing this with you guys. Okay, so if you're one of those brothers that's sitting on the fence, you're like, you know what? Oh, my goal by the end of the year, look, for me, honestly, I'm looking for brothers out there that are willing to commit, that know that, you know what, I'm all in, Felice. Let me know what we need to do and let's go. If you're that brother, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. We'll take the next steps from there. Other than that, guys, have an awesome day, morning, evening, wherever you may be. Much love. Ofa atu, and I'll speak to you guys soon.